I want to hear them say they're going to separate humanitarian aid and military support for Ukraine and get that humanitarian aid approved. And I want to see that the people of the United States understand that to support the people of Ukraine and stop the fighting, we need not to pour billions of dollars of more weapons in, but to say negotiations now. And that's why we're calling people to come out this weekend, next weekend, the following weekend, have rallies, download our flyers, get people to sign petitions saying we need to end this war and not allow it to keep spreading and turn into a nuclear holocaust. People can go to peaceinukraine.org to find more information.
And Medea, how would you see the prospects for a settlement, for an agreement, and what might that entail?
Well, certainly they've been outlined by Zelensky himself and by the Russians. I think the United States is one of the greatest obstacles to negotiations. We have to recognize a neutral Ukraine, non-expansion of NATO, and demilitarization of the region. And I do want to add one other thing, Juan, which is we're coming to the 40-year anniversary of the 1 million people out in Central Park saying no to nuclear weapons in 1982. We in the United States have to work with the people inside Russia, not only to end this war in Ukraine, but also to get serious about banning nuclear weapons like the UN treaty calls on the world to do.
Let me ask George Beebe. You have written that the advent of the cyber age has made the chances of escalation into direct East-West conflict much greater than during the Cold War while doing very little to reduce its potential destructiveness. Can you explain this? And also just acknowledging that today President Biden's in Alabama at a Lockheed Martin plant, at a weapons plant.
Well, I think the advent of the digital era has changed things in a couple of important ways. One is the information sphere, the media sphere. It's become increasingly segmented, and social media, Twitter and other platforms, I think, encourage outrage. That's what gets attention online. Not people are saying, you know, look, we have to look at this in a balanced way. It's complicated. We need to understand the dynamics of all of this. It doesn't tend to lend itself toward that kind of complexity and reason and evidence. The people that get attention are the ones that scream the loudest and provoke the most outrage. That actually makes the political context in which you can try to aim toward diplomatic settlements of things like that more difficult, not less. So that's one part of the problem. The other part of the problem is the blurring of things that used to be relatively clearly delineated. Espionage and warfare, for example, sabotage and strategic attacks. It used to be in the old days that it was clear when you're gathering intelligence information, you know, you're using human agents or you're taking photographs from satellites or airplanes or you're eavesdropping on phone calls of various kinds. The person who was on the other end of those intelligence collection efforts knew that that was intelligence collection.
We have 5 seconds. More.
Okay. Today, if you intrude on someone's computer network, you can not only gather information, but you can destroy that network. You can sabotage it. And when you think about all the things that are connected to the internet, that becomes very dangerous in a crisis.
We have to leave it there. George Beebe of the Quincy Institute and Medea Benjamin of Code Pink. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh here. My name is Steve, your host of the Deep Blues Hour. I'll be bringing you 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues in this next hour. We're going to hear from Memphis Slim, along with his buddy Jazz Gillum, with some nice piano blues. Charlie Patton recorded 1934, some final pre-war blues from the master who originated a lot of the Delta blues sound, Charlie Patton. Plus we'll also hear from Snooky Pryor and his buddy Homesick James. It's a nice live version of Dust My Broom, a classic blues tune. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. And to start things off, we're going to hear from Louis Jordan and his Timpani 5, recorded in 1940. There you go. Louis Jordan. This is called Lemonade on the Deep Blues Hour.
Yes, I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Now you know the type, and I know them too. They stand at the bar drinking 10-cent brew. You ask them what they're drinking, though you already know. They'll say whiskey every time to make you spin your dough. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. I met a gal I thought was so fine. I begged her to please, please, baby, be mine. I took her out one Thursday night. She got two shots of joy juice and was ready to fight. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Is too powerful for a woman's frame. It'll make some simple and it makes other chicks insane. It can make a girl weighing 104 feel so powerful she'll think she could even whip Joe. This I know to be a solid fact, 'cause I fell for one a little while back. She was so sweet at the start of the night, but after two drinks, was nothing right. That's why I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I'm tired of being broke the day after I get paid.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs, from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today in Millvale or call them at 412-821-8484. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
tomorrow you could be crying. You live for the day you leave, tomorrow's on his own. But got a little child, well, she'll try making her home. You know what it means to be alone. Today you love some pretty baby, tomorrow you could be crying.
Nice music there, and live recording made by Otis Rush entitled It Takes Time. That's from a release called All Your Love, I Miss Lovin', live at the Wise Fools Pub that's up in Chicago, there from Otis Rush. Plus we heard from Willie Kent, put out through the Delmark record label. That was I Had a Dream from Willie Kent. All right, up next, another Delmark issue. This is from Byther Smith, album called Hold That Train. Came out 1981. Here he is with his version of the classic song Killin' Floor. Byther Smith here on the Deep Blues Hour.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Now she done left Memphis.
music there from Sunnyland Slim, entitled Highway 61. A number of people have recorded that song or something very similar, but it's just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful track. That's from a disc called Chicago Piano that Apollo Records put out, featuring Sunnyland Slim. Plus, we heard from Snooky Pryor and Homesick James together, recording for Big Bear Records. That was their version of Dust My Broom, live recording there from Snooky Pryor and Homesick James. All right, up recordings put on Specialty Records on a disc called A One Room Country Shack, Mercy D. Walton. This is Big Mike's Hour.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
As I roll in I tumble, cried the whole night long. Yes, I roll in I tumble, cried the whole night long. As I got up this morning, find my baby gone. Anybody see my baby? Tell I say hurry home. Anybody see my baby? Tell I say hurry home. Well, I had since my baby been gone. Yeah.
look at here now, man. I done told you one time. I ain't gonna tell you no more. Leave my wife alone. I take you in. And you wore my clothes. You spent my money. You slept in my bed. And you know it ain't right. You come to me. You had no place to stay. You said, Johnny, let me stay with you. I said, yeah, man, I fixed a place for you. But I found out you're going with my wife. You know it ain't right. I'ma warn you. I'm gonna warn you right now. You don't believe even. Keep on doing the thing you do. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna use my rod. I'm gonna use my rod. Oh yeah, I'm gonna use my rod. Now man, you know you ain't doing right. You know that ain't right. You're going round, yeah. You're telling everybody you got my wife. Oh yeah, I ain't gonna tell you no more. Next time I tell you, I'm gonna use my rod. Oh yeah, oh yeah, I'm gonna use my rod. Time I tell you, I'm gonna use my run. I'm gonna use my run. I'm gonna use my run. I'm gonna use my run.
John Lee Hooker, Gonna Use My Rod. That's from a OBC classic called That's My Story from John Lee Hooker. Plus Shaky Jake from his release Good Times that came out in 1960 on Bluesville Records. That was The Worried Blues from Shaky Jake. Up next, let's hear from John Jackson. Here he is with his story about John Henry, put out through Arhuli Records and a disc called Blues with a Message from John Jackson, John Henry, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. Sir John Henry had a little wife, name was Polly Ann. Last road that told Johnny want to ride, I want to be a steel driving man. I want to be a steel driving man. Sir John Henry hammered on the mountain, hammered so brave and so loud. Last word Paul John Henry said, "Best thing you drill on down, beat that thing you drill on down." John Henry hammered on the right, steam drill was on the left. Four left, that steam drill beat me down. Hammer my pulse after you're dead. Hammer my pulse after you're dead.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
I ain't gonna tell nobody that the more I've done for me. I ain't gonna tell nobody what that the more I've done for me. Run me from well, dark blood, throw me from heaven, yes, yeah. He run me from well, dark blood, throw me from heaven, yes, yeah.
What was the matter? I'm on told power and telling. I don't want you hanging around on my job no more.
Well, that Johnny country, it all won't make you cry. Well, that Johnny country, it all won't make you cry.
My God, women and children, black and free.
Got a little sick, Dewey,
Chevrolet car. Got a little thing to it, little thing Chevrolet car. Oh, my God, what sort of car? And it don't do nothing but follow behind Harvey Parker Flower. Ah, it may bring sorrow, Lord, it may bring tears. It may bring sorrow, Lord, and it may bring tears. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord, let me see a brand new year.
Song right there from Big Joe Williams entitled King Jesus. That's from an Arhuli disc called Shake Your Boogie featuring Big Joe Williams and his 12-string guitar. Plus we heard from Charlie Patton from 1934. That was the 34 Blues from the document collection called The Complete Recorded Works of Charlie Patton. Of course, one of the pioneers of Delta Blues back in the pre-war era when blues was growing up. All right. Up next, let's hear from Brown and McGee and Sonny Terry performing live at Sugar Hill 1961. Here they are with Worry, Worry, Worry. Brown and McGee and Sonny Terry on the Deep Blues Hour.
Worry, worry, worry. That's all I ever do. I love you so much. Worry over you. Worry, worry, worry. Worry is a hurting thing. Worry, worry, worry. Worry is a hurting thing. I may be the winner, but I worry just the same. Woo! They tell me love and worries, they both run hand in hand. Uh-huh. Love affects the heart, worry affects the man. Worry, worry, worry. Worry is a hurting thing. Well, worry, 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 people. Worry is a hurting thing. I may be the winner, yeah, but I worry just the same. I first met you, baby, you had no relation in town. Now, since I got you, 4 or 5 cousins hanging around. Worry, worry, worry. Worry is a hurting thing. Well, worry, 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 people. Worry is a hurting thing. I may be the winner, yeah, but I worry just the same. A man that loves competition, he ain't nothing but a fool. I just can't stand it, afraid that I might lose. Worry, 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 worry is a hurting thing. Well, worry, 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 people. Worry is a hurting thing. I may be the winner, oh yeah, but I worry just the same. Take away these worries that hurts me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me the truth. Are you really mine? Worry, worry, worry. Worry is a hurting thing. Well, worry, worry, people. Worry is a hurting thing. I may be the winner. But I worry just the same. Worry, worry, woo! Worry.
You're fierce. You take care of business and don't hold back. Taking care of your health shouldn't be any different. You know when something's off. Don't ignore symptoms like fatigue, joint pain, and rashes. Listen to your body. It could be lupus. We're here to help you take control. Learn how at BeFierceTakeControl.org. Brought to you by the Lupus Foundation of America and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I got the key to the highway, built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave here running, because walking is most too slow. I'm going back to the border, honey, where I'm better known. Because you haven't done nothing but drove a good man away from home. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. 'Cause when I'm leaving here, I won't be back no more. When the moon he rode a mountain. Honey, I'll be on my way. I'm gonna walk this highway until the break of day. So long, so long, baby. I must say goodbye. I'm gonna roam this highway until the day I die.
Say, I don't care if you stay out all night long. My baby used to say, I don't care if you stay out all night long. Like a dog love the bones. See, my baby used to say, I don't care if you ain't got a dime. See, my baby used to say, I don't care if you ain't got a dime. She said, gee, I love you. I'm so happy, happy, happy that you're mine. She also said she would never, 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 never let me leave. She also said she would never, 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 never let me leave. No matter how old and fit I get, she would love me still. She used to call me sugar, used to call me sugar.
pumpkin pie. She used to call me sugar. Used to call me pumpkin pie. Now she only call me names. I wouldn't never mind if I die.
Music there from Little G Weevil from his 2011 epic release called The Teaser. There he was with She Used to Call Me Sugar from Little G Weevil. Plus, we heard from Memphis Slim and Jazz Gillum performing together on a Smithsonian Folkways release called Classic Piano Blues from 1961. That was their version of Key to the Highway, featuring Memphis Slim and Jazz Gillum together. All right, time for one more track in this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to hear next from Jimmy Dawkins, recorded 1971 on a disc called All for Business. Here he is with Moon Man. Jimmy Dawkins on the Deep Blues Hour. We'll be right back.
WRCT.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh. We own
everything.
And your soul is next.
We don't actually have the legal documentation to back that up.
This is Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. And this week we have my Massive Music Weekend replays, as well as a whole new show for you. But first, your eyes are the windows to your health. When was the last time you had them examined? Millions of Americans have common vision problems that can be easily corrected. Find a window of time to schedule an eye exam today. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy-eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has new releases and music of other eras. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music. My first Massive Music replay is Deep Purple. If you enjoy Deep Purple, you might also like Courts in Session. Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for an hour and a half of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8, only on WRCT. Yeah, so once again, one of the artists I did on Massive Music Weekend was Deep Purple. I'm going to do the extended portion of the Deep Purple set first. So some songs that I didn't get to play on Massive Music Weekend, the actual half hour replay of Massive Music Weekend is coming up later in this hour. But I'm going to start off with a record I recently picked up, a UK press of Deep Purple in concert. So I did not play Highway Star as part of my Massive Music Weekend. Highway Star will be the first song. Strange Kind of Woman is the next song. After that, you're going to hear Lazy and a track called Never Before, all live from 1972. I believe it was done for a BBC radio concert. So here is Deep Purple live from 1972.
Machine.